Hi, my name is Jamie, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to stay awake. 7 ways to stay awake. Follow these helpful hints to help you stay awake when sleep just isn't an option. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you just could not stay awake? Let's face it, we've all been there. Not every second of our lives can be action-packed, and occasionally, we've got to endure some less than thrilling moments. You can't, however, afford to fall asleep in a business meeting or doze off when writing an essay. We have compiled a short list of reasonable ways to stay awake during life's less than exciting moments. 7 tricks to help you stay awake. It is possible to stay awake during the most excruciating essay writing exercises or the most boring of business pitches. Here's what our editors recommend. Number 1, caffeine. Ah yes, caffeine, the old standby. Whether it's an energy drink, a spot of tea, or a good old-fashioned cup of coffee, this stuff is sure to help you stay awake. Caffeine is a psychoactive stimulant that increases wakefulness, attentiveness, the ability to focus, and overall energy levels. One important setback, though, this is a short-term solution to your problem. The effects of caffeine only last 2 or 3 hours.
And then you are susceptible
to what is known as a crash, which causes you to lose all your energy
completely.
Caffeine isn't the healthiest choice on the list, but it works in a pinch. Number 2, chewing gum. If you're looking for a healthier solution to office or school-related tiredness, gum can provide you with what you're looking for. Chewing a piece of gum has been proved to help people stay awake and attentive in situations of boredom. This is due to the stimulation of facial muscles causing an increase in blood flow to the head. In addition, because chewing is not an involuntary muscle movement like breathing or blinking, it stimulates the brain, even though you may not realize it, and this helps you stay awake. Number 3, exercise. An increase in blood flow is an excellent way to wake up in a hurry. If you find yourself nodding off, a quick set of jumping jacks or a few push-ups will increase your heart rate and get more blood flowing to your brain. Such exercises may not be appropriate in a business meeting, so find creative and discreet ways to get moving. Swivel your chair, cross your legs, wiggle your feet, or scrunch up your toes. The use of muscles releases epinephrine, also known as adrenaline, which is one of the most potent stimulants known to exist. Number 4, stretching. Stretching is another great way that can invigorate you during, say, a particularly long PowerPoint presentation. There are 3 great benefits to stretching. First off, stretching causes you to breathe more deeply than you normally would, which provides your body with an adequate supply of oxygen, which is essential for helping you stay awake. Second, stretching releases stress that is stored in your muscles. Third, studies have shown that stretching activities activates your body's lymphatic system, which is responsible for cleansing your body of pollutants. So, during your next business meeting, touch the sky, roll your shoulders, and rotate your wrists and ankles. Remember to focus on your breathing and hold each stretch for 20 to 30 seconds. Number 5, music. Sound can also serve as a way for you to stay awake. Playing loud, energetic music can effectively wake you through auditory stimulation of the brain. If you need to stay awake, pause the whale songs and play something fast-paced with a lot of bass, as it is more likely to stimulate your mind. In most situations, be sure to put your headphones on so you don't bother everyone around you by blaring Ride of the Valkyries over and over. Number 6, lifestyle changes. If you are looking for a healthier, more long-term method of maintaining attentiveness during life's less exciting moments, a lifestyle change may be in order. Regular exercise has been found to provide the body with more disposable energy, meaning you'll be able to stay awake without having to drink a cup of coffee and listen to Flight of the Bumblebee continually.
Eating properly will also provide you with
the energy your body needs to make it through the day without dozing off. Make sure that you get the right amount of sleep every night, as this is also an important factor to being able to stay awake during the day. Too little or too much sleep causes lethargy and sluggishness in your daily life. Maintaining a healthy lifestyle isn't the easiest solution to tiredness, but changing your lifestyle is definitely the healthiest and most effective choice that you can make. Number 7, take a nap. Since we began the list with a classic, it only seems fitting to end with one, the power nap. The power nap is defined as a quick nap of no more than 20 minutes, aimed at achieving the revered second wind. A quick foray into dreamland can be an effective, albeit often impractical solution to the tired mind. Naps can often increase alertness and productivity if done correctly. However, there's an important warning that accompanies this method. If you sleep for more than 20 minutes, you're most likely to wake up more tired than ever. Also, if your boss catches you curled up on your desk, you'll more likely have a lot more time to sleep, if you catch our drift. Hopefully, you were able to stay awake until the
end of this article.
We hope that these tips will come in handy the next time you find yourself nodding off in the middle of an important presentation or writing a research proposal. Just try not to take things to the extremes. Our editors do not recommend drinking multiple cups of coffee
and
doing 50 push-ups while you take a nap. Well, a healthy lifestyle and a good night's sleep are the best ways to maintain peak intellectual performance. Using one of the additional suggestions above should be enough to help you stay awake until your workday is over or until your first draft is complete. And of course, don't worry about staying awake during the editing process. Instead, send your documents over to our essay editors and wake up to an error-free document.
This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.